Shalom, אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקור.
Hello, we're going to read chosen excerpts from the sources about the connection of the world in the last generation. You can ask questions in our website. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Where are we?
We're going to continue from excerpt 12.
Okay. This whole part called the last generation, it is something that Baal HaSulam wanted to write. He didn't write. It's a great shame. For all kinds of reasons, he didn't write it. It seems to me like he didn't want to get in conflict with all kinds of leaders in the world, in the country, because it's difficult to explain all the things that have to happen in the world and do happen, but they are not really in connection, in understanding, in feeling, meaning those who are in the government, spiritual government, and corporeal government, spiritual meaning political. They don't really feel or understand it. So there's a problem here. And I understood it, I also felt it, and I spoke about it a lot with Rabash. There's a problem here that we have to know how to present the method of correction so it is accepted. Otherwise, what have we done? We have to do it in a way that is suitable for all the people in the world, and not that they agree or disagree. I open everything to them so they will know and see. No. We have to relate to them, to everyone, with gentleness and love. Because everyone makes mistakes. Everyone is erring. They don't know where they are. So we have to bring them this method in the softest way, the best way that it can be absorbed. So Baal HaSulam is writing specifically for what is happening today. We are already in a situation where we can see that the world is going further and further into disorientation, confusion, misunderstanding. It doesn't understand the reality in front of it. All the systems are beginning to collapse. So accordingly, we can disclose what should be the right form that we can already see that it's required. So to the extent that the general public needs it, we can disclose the correct future form that has to manifest. Let's hope that we will think about it together and present it to everyone. So let's read what he writes. Item 12, right?
Item 12 from the Peace in the World by Baal HaSulam. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Again,
do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
In other words, there's a very powerful sentence here. Each one owes, each one owes the whole world, and therefore the whole world must tend to every single one. If we are in an integral system, and we are one collective, as he writes, then peace in the world depends on each and every one. And if we still don't understand it, it is our problem. We have to achieve such development, such education, that we explain to every person how much each one depends on the whole world, and the whole world depends on each person. Or, in one word, it's an integral system. Let's hope that now we'll begin to understand it better, because emerging from the crisis, even the first one of, that the coronavirus did for us, even emerging from this first crisis, which is the smallest, the easiest, already gives us a problem that we don't know how to solve. Because what will emerge, what will manifest soon, is that up to 2 billion people will be jobless, without provision, without sustenance. So who will give them sustenance, provision? Who will take care of them? Who will see to them? How should we build ourselves in a world where everyone exists more or less in such a way that there is no hunger, no sick people? So we're talking about a system of provision of staples and a healthcare system. Without it, we are in danger of people doing anything to get what is necessary. And therefore, now we need, as correctly as possible and as quickly as possible, to understand where the world is headed and what we can offer it accordingly. We still need to think, yes? Not start writing and telling everyone. We need to be confident in what we know. And once we already see and understand and feel, and everyone learns, and we determine these things together, accordingly, we will advance toward a solution along the way. Solution number one, number two, number three, etc., etc., and so forth, until humanity begins to connect. As he says, we've already come to a state where we are as one bundle, one public, one collective. But we don't feel it. We only think that, yes, we're dependent on each other. So what? We have to feel that it's not a so what. That if we're not dependent on each other, we'll have nothing to eat. We'll be sick. So the virus that's coming to us now is coming in a very light way. It's only giving us like a tap on our head, so we lower it. But the next virus will require more of us, more connection, and more careful guard and watching. And the third one will be even more so. And so on, like nature's blows, just like in Egypt. It brought us, in the end, to a state where we had to rise above our egos, to relinquish our egos in order to unite with others, because otherwise we will not have food or medicine, the two things that a person needs first and foremost. So we have to see what human society does, how it reacts to the coronavirus today, and what changes it undergoes in its perception and feeling, what it's ready for, what it's not ready for, we have to be close to the general public all over the world in every country, because to that extent we will acquire corrections. Now I'm speaking egoistically. If I want to correct myself, I have to prove to the Creator that the correction I'll receive from Him, I will pass it on to the rest of humanity. Otherwise, I can't receive anything from the Creator if I am blocking the way of the light that will not go from me to others. This is why we have to see how humanity responds, how it changes. It will give each of us great internal changes. He will be connected to the actions of the Creator, to the way the Creator acts in all of humanity, and we will want to discover these activities, their essence, and by that we will gradually promote ourselves into becoming the teachers of the last generation. Okay? Right, so I see that everyone understands it. Let's move on.
Excerpt number 13 by Peace in the World, by Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective makes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worthy in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Again,
the benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit, since individuals are part of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Focus group. Focus group.
Focus group. לא, אז למה הייתה שאלה? PT 19.
PT 19.
Each and every individual is not measured by his own benefit. Is this a dream by Bala Sulam?
Of course it's a dream.
Meaning it's not that he saw that this is what exists now. This is destined to happen.
No, no. Kabbalists can see the final form, to the extent that he is corrected himself, he sees the public, the collective, as corrected. And that's besides seeing the present state. And therefore, there is no problem for him to write to you about the future state that the society has to achieve.
But how can we expect as Bnei Baruch to bring the world to a state, to such a state? Because the way I see things, this doesn't exist at all.
So there will be blows. The people of Israel, when they began their life in Egypt, they loved Pharaoh, their ego. They developed beautifully. They were so successful, more than the Egyptians. They were so happy. There was love between them and Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was so good to them, and they to Pharaoh. All of a sudden, Moses comes, this feeling that it's not enough, I need to come out of it. And then came the blows, the plagues, the problems. But if it weren't for the inner force that the Creator awakens in those who can come out of Egypt, those who are called Israel, if it didn't awaken it, it would be fine. Now, too, the world can advance with its ego and succeed and create such beautiful forms, but it doesn't take into account that it's contradicting, it's in conflict with the plan of creation, the purpose of creation, the direction of creation. So it won't help them to build this and that system where we seem this, we will build that. None of that is going to happen. The Creator is laughing at it. It's not going to happen because they have one goal and He has another goal. So you just wait and see what happens. Why are we talking about it? Because I want you to start seeing now, through the news and other things, how they can't go back to the previous state, how there are all kinds of problems. They're beginning to feel this bending. And bit by bit, one blow after the other, we will begin to feel that there is no choice. Just like with the plagues of Egypt, beating by beating until they become willing to run away and the egoistic desire itself says, I'm letting go of it because I'm suffering. That's it. Just like in our lives, when I have something that, let's say I want to smoke, so I smoke, and then I feel that I can't breathe, that it totally blocks me, and I take a cigarette and I choke, so I drop it. The same will happen now.
Why does everyone want to go back to the state that they previously were in?
They have nowhere else to go back to. That's what they understand. That's the example that exists in their memory. And they don't see another life. This is why I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you. Look, see if it's possible to do something else. Start building within you a different system. Maybe not the way they're going back to. So what is possible? We can imagine something ideal, but what kind of ideal world can we establish in this world? So maybe something in between. Start thinking about it. By this you become included in the work of the Creator. This is why it's good for us to do this. And with this, I have to finish the lesson, and we will see you as usual this evening. In between, I have a program with Oren and who else? Another person, right? Yes? I don't remember. So there are the programs during the day and in the evening, a lesson. All the best to you, and bye.
Let's move on to the info group, please. Yes, hello, friends. Rav. We're going to report the schedule immediately, but before we're going to shortly update about dissemination in Hebrew, two very joyful things are occurring. The first is that we're starting a course called The Struggle to the Revelation of the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Michal Sanilevich in our website, u.kav.co.il. The second thing is we're continuing with the courses and live broadcasts. You're all invited to go into our website and, of course, share it with your friends, relatives, etc. So let's move on to the schedule, Shai. Yes, so we're going to meet at 10 a.m. Israel time. We'll start with our program with Michael Sanilevich and Rav. Then 11 till 12, we're going to have a program with Rav and Oren, New Life. And this is a great show for dissemination. Then we're going to have an ordinary noon lesson. And in the evening, 6 o'clock with Rav. Now, if you're hearing us through Sviva Tova, or you hear this in the archive because you're not registered, please make, if you're not, you try to register, but you couldn't, please contact head of the language and we'll help you register and be approved. We're sorry for the inconvenience. And one more reminder, in the upcoming days, we're going to change the UI, the picture you're seeing, so get ready. Many good things are about to happen. Let's sing a song now.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour la. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arriverons au but. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union, l'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous. Tous pour un, nous arrivons au but. La 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 la. Yeah.